Randy's official chair on that. No, Randy does it.
Invocation?
Yeah.
He's the man.
Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for the opportunity to meet in the free country to discuss this fine asset and give us wisdom on how to best run it. Pray for our country and all the people who are hurting. In your name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, this was your roll call.
Randy.
Here.
Jerry Blackman.
Here.
Howard.
Here.
Chuck will be in and Terry will be there, so we got a call.
Do we have a approval of the past meeting to the last number or the last meeting?
So move.
I'll second it.
I guess I could say I know in here.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unfinished business.
No, let's jump in. I wonder if he wants to wait for Terry maybe about shelter. I'm going to show up. Fuel and ops. What do you think?
We're waiting.
Do you want me to run through the fuel and ops first and wait for me?
Yeah, I think I've got
it. And Terry to come back. Yeah. We'll take care of some before we go to the shop. So I'm going to start printing up our fuel pricing reports now. There's a lot of info. There's too much information to show on overhead. So now you can take these home as well. There's JetA, AvGas, and self-serve AvGas pricing here. Ocala's again highlighted in red. There's really no significant changes in the ratios. It looks like Ocala Landmark is keeping the same. Same pricing structure on all three fueling items. On the airport operations side, the January and February numbers actually are looking pretty good. They're higher than what they were in 2014 on the airport operations. The local itinerant operations in February are fantastic. Compared to what they were in January. So that's a good bump from there. On the actual gallons of fuel sold, we are down 5% on the year compared to this time last year. I know we had a good couple weeks and probably have another good couple weeks coming up. So hopefully we'll be able to make that up. And then lastly, on this sheet, this shows the breakout of total gallons on an annual basis from 1983 through year-end 2014. The short blue line is AvGas, the red line represents Jet A, and then the black line is both of them combined. I only have Jet A and AvGas detail all the way back to 2000, from 1999 and later. The information we have is just total gallons. They don't break it apart. But AvGas is relatively consistent across the years. That Jet A really drives the curve. Yes?
I don't want to turn most of been on for a year and a half, I don't speak for Don. Our traffic in the last 2 out of 3 days has been very low. So we will probably still today pass 2014 numbers for the month of March already. So traffic this month is up probably in the 15%. It will probably be the busiest traffic month the tower's ever seen since it's been open.
Can I say that? We're going to say that's the traffic from the, maybe the hits and the sale?
I don't know. It's a surprise if the bad weather 2 out of 3 last days would kind of bad. Otherwise, we would have been past it already.
Monday was the final day. Monday night was the other dog.
It's been our normal average traffic is 130, 135. And we were averaging the full slow days right around 208. 50% above for a normal year average day. Very, very busy month. Very busy first 3 months of the year. It's been good news.
That's great.
We're still working toward the end or at the bottom of the list in terms of non-federal towers in Florida?
Yes. The last, there may be something that's available on Monday, but I don't see it here. Suddenly, we were above Brooksville, one contract tower. It's still running about in the middle of the pack for contract towers nationwide. Probably in the top. Against the 50 or 60 tower, 270 for IFR. We're very low for local, which is not normal for a contract tower. Contract tower usually local traffic drives, usually drives about 50% of the traffic time for the three components you might consider in traffic, IFR traffic, and local traffic. Lowest is the best. Otherwise, we'd be considerably higher.
How do you count people that are at flight school doing like touch and goes and things?
If there is a pattern in the area, they're considered local, which sometimes could happen where they're not in a pattern, but they're inside the belt, so they go out just a couple miles and then come on back. That would be considered local. The flight school people leave and go west to the practice area where we usually go. That would be itinerant leaving and come back to an itinerant flight.
Those are broken apart from the chart.
But they all count as one.
They do.
So you don't do 10 touch and go, that's 10.
10 operations, right. The only thing that really doesn't is some of the older flights that we get. Start work flights going into the hospital, East Coast, which is actually right on the border, officially considered just outside of us, but they talk to us when we come out. And those get reported and counted, but they do have a different range of behavioral systems. So that would be one of the greater role.
Ask everybody who comes and goes to this one or two touch with that.
I hope we're back with the people. Yeah, I try to do that.
Yeah, if you could video some of those items, you could get 3 or 4 out of something. They would have been on brand new.
Very true.
Unfinished business? Ready for that?
Yeah, we're right. On the fuel farm, the certificate of occupancy was issued on March 19th. Landmark and the contractor are working together on coordinating bringing the fuel in to conduct what's called a soaking test. They get up with the fuel in and let it soak, and they'll take sampling. We're also drafting an actual use agreement for Landmark to utilize the facility. It'll be a temporary agreement, so we can basically bridge the time between now and if and when Shelterra gets approved to operate. The sticking point is the new fuel farm is outside of the existing Landmark leasehold, but the new fuel farm will be inside the new Shelterra leasehold, so we need something to bridge the two. And we're working with our purchasing people and the contracts people on developing But the CEO was good, and so we're moving forward with that. Any questions?
Along with what we discussed earlier, I think we should go ahead and get a sign up that says out of service or even barricaded off, because me, along with several others, have pulled up there and extended those out to fill up and no fuel. Especially if you're on a hot start, it's kind of a...
It's fine, but it's hard to say.
Yeah, we, Jerry suggested putting up barricades. The contractor took them down and moved them, but it's coming back up. We'll make it very clear that it's not open.
Good.
Sorry about that, Jerry.
Good caution. Shelter, up there.
Yeah, the contractor is under city local legal review. The city commission appraisal of the FBO property, conducted by an independent NAI contractor. It's Slack Johnston and Magheimer. They're aviation appraisal experts out of the Miami area. Mr. Magheimer and his associates came up Monday toward the facility, and we're hoping to get some data and some financial information back from them in about 4 to 5 weeks. That being said, agreement won't be ready until we can verify some of those financial numbers, and we'll bring it back to the board.
So they're a financial consultant to the city on the value of the airport?
It's an appraisal company. And for years we were doing our aviation appraisals locally. These guys are going to take a different type of look at it.
Can they also do acquisition work for, like, the deal that we're looking at? Do they sell and buy, help cities find FBOs or help FBOs?
No, I don't think so. I think they're mainly valuation experts.
Well, most of those people, when I was doing some looking on my own earlier, I found a number of consultants around who do that, but at the same point in time, either help us put together an RFP and go out looking, or work with the people out there to evaluate RFPs once they find them. I wonder how they fit in. They're probably the same thing. There seem to be a number of aviation consultants who value the property, who help to sell or help to buy, depending on the deal. But that's, I like the idea of that better, because I'm still, it doesn't matter where I'm down that road, but personally, kind of like holding an auction, only having one bidder. There's a little bit of discomfort in that. So having this in there, I applaud the city manager for taking that tack and it's going very long to seek a valuation from somewhere else.
So, like I said, it's going to take about 4 to 5 weeks. Which means we're pushing into May.
Maybe June. So I don't think, Shelter's not going anywhere, Landmark's not going anywhere. I mean, if we're going to do it, it'll eventually get done. So I don't think it's going to go away to lack of month. The parties are created in city council pretty much in one mind. They're probably not losing sleep over it now. Shelter is it, or nor is Landmark.
Yeah, my point in saying, to advise the board that we're looking at May, we won't have a special meeting in April.
Yeah.
That was my direction.
But it'll happen when it happens. And I think the idea of not being hurt to do something under the circumstances, again, going back to the original comment, I don't see anything wrong with it. Let's get it right. No hurt.
Any more questions?
Okay. 2015 FDOT.
I'm sorry.
Art.
New business?
Yeah.
It's your first meeting, is that right?
I forgot I was here last time.
So the Art facility, we're looking at renaming. For your benefit, if you remember, it was the Art facility, but we're kicking around some new names for it.
It's kind of like a dog pen.
Yeah. We haven't used it for Art in years, but we tend to lean on that name a lot. We're going to try and rebrand it here. Bottom line is SSI is out. They are done. The city is regaining control of the facility. They are negotiating directly with CTA and American School Board, who were actually working with SSI before. SSI was kind of an intermediary, a third-party person. We're basically cut them out and negotiating directly with CTA. We met today on a draft agreement that's being sent over either this afternoon or first in the morning to the school board for their review. We are also conducting an appraisal of the entire 12 and a half acres out there. Albright Associates is conducting that appraisal. So the meat and potatoes of the lease agreement is in place. We're just kind of waiting on the financial intent to come in. There is a big contract up for grabs June 1st?
It's in June.
So the training would be conducted in June. The school board, through CTA, is working on securing that contract to utilize with our facility. So we have a time crunch to try and get it up and running. And we've been upgrading the facility. When SSI left, they took a lot of the technical aspects of the training facility with them. So the school board realized they had to rebuild some of that. There's also some building items as a landlord, we have to maintain and take care of. Kitchen items, we have to buy a new refrigerator and stovetop, an ice machine, repainted the walls, we're upgrading the security system out there, restriping the parking lot, cleaning the gutters, just little things like that that the tenant didn't necessarily keep up with the old tenant. So, wanted to keep you appraised of that. Changes good in this case. I think it'll be a good thing for the city of Ocala, especially if we can get the training here. It represents some huge economic numbers for the city and the county as far as hotel rooms and restaurants, hotel stays, restaurant visits. They're big numbers, millions of dollars involved. So if we can work together with the school board to try and land this training in June, July, it's a good first step. A lot more information to bring you at the April meeting.
We already went over the military.
I have a
couple of
just one other little item. We had let Mr. Martin go. So we're back, manned down for a couple weeks. Found another gentleman who was number two on our interview list. He's a City of Ocala employee. He'll start on April 6th. His name is Jason Smoker. He's transferring over from the Parks and Rec Department. And looking forward to having him up here. That's all I have.
Person's wishing to appear.
Well, Randy, we got a lot more response. you got to pick the deal up here. I mean,
you never asked him. Oh, that's a good job. You can give it back to you or Howard if you like it.
Well, that's how you want to show up.
What's going on, Paul?
Staying a little busy. I mean, not overly. I mean, it's tax time, so people are pulling back a little bit. But yeah, we're still keeping the doors open.
February 1st was very slow, very, very slow. First time in about 16 months we didn't make our balance budget. So I'm curious to look at the jet versus piston and.
We're up on 5%.
Avgas was a little bit higher than budget, but jet went down. It was not the hit season that we've had before. His traffic was just very minimal this year. And nobody can really figure out why. You know, we've heard that they put in like 100 extra RV spots out there. A lot of people bought RVs and stayed in the RVs instead of going back and forth. You know, big fancy RVs. But yeah, it was way off. Marge Gallons are off too.
He didn't.
It's just not what it's been in the past.
How about the horse park? They're ramping up, are they, noticing it?
Nah, the horse sale, was good, but this is always, the March sale is always a good sale. So we had quite a bit of traffic from that. And George didn't have an international at the go-kart thing this year, and that in past years has brought in a huge amount of traffic. But he didn't have the international circuit this year, so we were a bit off. Hopefully next year will be better.
Move into board members. Got a comment? I'm good. Comments, please. Anybody wants to talk today?
All right, who we adjourn?
I'll second.
All put in there, I'll put it in. All clear?
I think you did a very, very nice job.
I do.
Just seemed to make the pressure. It's a pressure job, so we have to test trial.
It was so rigid structurally, I mean, you didn't have a teacher not to attend a meeting.
That's what I'm worried with that. So. It would be so funny having all these.
Want to speak up?